It's his birthday, and here's some appropriate music for him. He is the commissioner of the National Hockey League, and he's in the midst of the Stanley Cup Final, and he's busy, but he's got time for us, and we always appreciate it. Here is Gary Bettman. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Are you going to sing to me?
Here it is. There you go.
There you go. That's good.
It's the Beatles. That's better than I can do.
You know, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
I always have time for you. You know that.
Yes, I know. You're a good man. And you're old enough now. You and I can remember the Beatles. When.
And there was a song about the birthday that I have this year. You know, 64.
Are you really 64?
Yeah.
Honest,
to believe?
As God is my witness, I turned the same age 10 days ago.
Wow, happy birthday.
Thank you. And at my little festivity, I made them play that song 100 times when I'm 64.
Does that mean you're getting old and senile?
No more than you, but
I'm not having them play a song 100 times over.
Well, the answer is yes, I suppose I am, and don't we all at this age? Well, yeah, happy birthday, you made it.
Bob, when you said, as God is my witness, I thought you were going to say, I thought turkeys could fly.
I thought turkeys could fly. Yeah, we all know that one.
The happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you.
Kind of odd being 64. You know, it's. I bet like 20, 30, 40 years ago, you probably thought that was really old.
Yeah, man. Well, you kind of hoped you'd get to that, but you didn't think, you know, you didn't spend it. You don't spend any time when you're in your 20s or 30s thinking about being in your 60s. And then you get to your 60s and say, where the hell did the time go? And shouldn't I feel a lot worse than this? Since I'm getting old here. But
you know, I think if we keep this up, we'll depress each other and bring all your listeners to tears.
Yeah, who cares about them? You and I will just talk then.
Okay.
We solved all your problems, I want you to know, in the last 5 minutes. So you're welcome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me what my problems are, and then tell me how you solve them.
All right, so here's the deal. So here's what I know. You'd like to have two expansion teams in the West if you could, but unfortunately Seattle won't come to the party yet. Las Vegas is sitting there waiting. They got their new arena. I haven't been inside the finished product, but I've seen it, and it looks okay. And Quebec, very quietly, is kind of sitting there. And now we hear Carolina's got some issues. And a few years ago, you had a plan to go to Kansas City, and they built an arena in Kansas City, but for whatever reason, that didn't work out. So here's my solution. So the week before the festivities in Las Vegas, you'll make an announcement. Las Vegas will be in and join the Western Conference. Quebec will be in and join the Eastern Conference. And Carolina is going to move to Kansas City to join the West. You'll be 16-16, and life will be spectacularly good. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of mess in there. And, you know, I love you, but not all of what you just described comports with reality. So let me try and break it down.
All right. Well, tell us the reality.
To the best at this advanced age that I can remember everything you said, because there was a lot in there. First off, we haven't made any decisions yet on expansion. The executive committee, obviously, and said this at my media avail last week, is going, or maybe it was this week, I'm losing track of time. See that?
Yeah, see, you're getting old already, Bettman.
Yeah, yep. By the way, well, it's been a long week. They're going to meet and make a recommendation, and it could be no expansion, could be defer expansion, and could be one team, could be two teams, but they'll make a recommendation in advance to the board meeting.
Okay.
Two, what's going on in Carolina, I think, is being overblown. While, yes, there may be a family dispute going on, as far as we know and as far as I can tell, and I know a lot and I can tell a lot, this isn't about the franchise. This is about something between a father and his sons. And unfortunately, sometimes when it comes to estate planning and the like, there are issues within a family, and when they get public, they're generally noisy and ugly.
Okay.
Two, Kansas City has never, as far back as I can remember, really been in the mix. It's not a market that's been focused on. It's not a market that, to the same extent as some others, has had people with potential ownership aspirations come in and bang our doors down. So it's not one that we've really focused on. And Seattle, I mean, it's not like we're pining after Seattle. There were three different groups from three different places in Seattle that were knocking on our door and saying we have interest, but nobody seemed to be able to get their act together with respect to a new arena. So they never filed, none of them ever filed an application. And this is a long-winded way of saying, and it's where I started, that there are two applications pending, and whatever happens, be it Quebec City or Las Vegas, there'll be a recommendation to the board, which the board will make the final decision on. And as I said, both on Monday and earlier to you, it'll either be no expansion, it will be deferred expansion, don't do it now,
yeah,
or it'll be expansion, one team or two teams, Quebec City or Vegas, or both or neither.
Before I let Arash Madani in here, if have you? I'm sure you've gone through all the ramifications and possibilities and stuff. And I'm not trying to get you to commit to anything because I know you can't, because you don't know what the board's going to do necessarily. But if Vegas and Quebec City came in, do you believe you would move a team back to the Western Conference to get back to 16-16, or do you think you could operate 17-15?
Well, that's one of the things that has to be finally resolved and considered. There are issues at 17-15 that I know are more difficult than 14-16. I think that if you asked, for example, Columbus or Detroit,
yeah,
who went east, they would not happily or be agreeable to moving back to the West.
Right.
So these are issues that we're dealing with, and frankly, you know, Columbus and Detroit belong in the East, and from my standpoint, I don't think it would be appropriate to ask them to go West again. So that isn't even on the table to ask them to do. Even if you ask them, I know what the answer would be, and frankly, it would be unfair to ask them, because in the last realignment that we did, the purpose was to get everybody geographically and in time zones that they belonged in.
Right. I mean, when this happened with Detroit, Columbus, Toronto actually played in the West for a while.
Yes, and I remember Ken Dryden was very vocal about getting Toronto moved back to the East, which was accomplished. And again, when we did the last alignment, Columbus and Detroit, particularly Detroit, who had spent a long time
in the
as
West,
a good partner in,
yeah,
the league in the West. And it's difficult. It's not just the travel. It's when they're on the road and their broadcasts are going back to their market.
Right.
It's late.
Yeah.
And it's not even fair to the teams in the West when they go east and the games are on at 4 or 4:30 in the afternoon. So I don't view Columbus and or Detroit moving back to the West. I do not view that as a viable option. I don't believe that's on the table.
Okay. But if that was possible, how would that operate? Is it a board meeting and a vote? Can these teams arbitrarily say, no, we're not going? What would the process be?
Well, if you're going to expand, there's a recommendation and a resolution as to all of the elements of expansion.
Gotcha.
Not the least of which is who the owner would be, the markets you're talking about, where the teams pick in the entry draft,
right,
where teams, how the expansion draft would work, you know, when they select, how they select, who can be protected, who's exempt, you have all that, and what alignment would be like. And I have no doubt, and which is why I wouldn't even ask them, that if either Detroit or Columbus were told to move west, it wouldn't pass, because I believe all the other governors think that it would be unfair, and I haven't polled them, okay, but knowing, you know, what went into the last alignment, it simply just wouldn't be on the table for Detroit or Columbus to go back into the Western Conference. And frankly, if somebody tried to force them there, and I wouldn't do that, but I don't think there'd be enough votes for expansion, me speculating, to happen in the event somebody tried to do that.
Gotcha.
Gary,
Arash.
Gary, in a perfect world, would the NHL want to have a franchise in Seattle?
You know, that requires us to speculate. I think Seattle is a nice city that has a fair amount of hockey interest and might geographically be good for a whole host of things, including a rivalry with Vancouver. The answer is yeah, but that's a superficial analysis because nobody came to the table in the absence of a possible arena. Mm. Nobody came to the table, so we haven't done the homework on that. Again, all that's before us, and I know there's been a lot of speculation that we had this plan to wait for Seattle and delay things, or that plan to deal with Kansas City or Houston. None of that's true. All that's on the table for the executive committee to make a recommendation on and the board consider involves the two applications that we have.
Sure, and I don't mean today or tomorrow.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Now,
I think Seattle would be nice, but talk to me about what the arena is going to look like,
right,
where it's going to be, who's going to be the owner. Let's do an in-depth study of the market and say, listen, the NBA failed there after a long period of time, so who knows?
Well, and let's go down the road of your favorite topic, speculation again. Do you do you believe it requires an NBA team to be there to get a new arena to make something happen?
Well, it depends. If you talk to one of the prospective owners, he says he won't build an arena without an NBA team. The fact is, I think that, you know, there are lots of places where there's just an NHL team in an arena, and the team in the arena in a particular city does quite well. I think there are places where it's nice to have an NBA and an NHL team in the same arena, mm-hmm, and there are places where you don't need it. And frankly, based on the market size, you might not want both teams.
Yeah, Detroit's one of them. I mean, St. Louis is another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Louis, they do just fine. There's no need for an NBA team there. You know, Tampa is doing great.
Yeah.
You can't – I know it's great sport to generalize and overgeneralize, but you can't do that. It really gets down to the specifics in a particular case. You got to look at the whole package, which is why this process is complicated and has taken as long as it has.
Back to Vegas for just a second. One of the stories that's come out the last little while is Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, son of the late Al Davis, has had some discussions with the city about moving his football team to Las Vegas. Is that even a factor for you in any kind of decision-making process?
No, not at all.
Good, I agree.
The NFL will do or not do whatever it chooses. It's not something that we're giving any thought to.
Well, don't you think, too, that like if a baseball team went there, that's 81 home games, that's a fair amount of money that would have to be invested by fans to buy season tickets for that. NFL, 8 games, you know, it's not, and it's not really opposite a good portion of your season. I don't think it's going to impact at all, do you?
No, I haven't given a whole lot of thought. I'm not even sure that the talk about the NFL going to Vegas is anything more than just talk. And so it's not something we thought about. But if you're looking at any general market, you know, and you're focusing on having an NHL team and a football team, I mean, you see that situation, for example, in Nashville. And I don't think the NFL team has been a factor. You see the same situation in Tampa, and there they even have a baseball team. So, no, it's not something we're giving any thought to. I don't know how real it is. And even if it were, I agree with you, the dynamics of having a football team in the market with a hockey team.
Negligible.
They may complement each other
some
way.
Yeah.
Well, in Raleigh, Gary, they don't have another professional franchise there, although some may say North Carolina State very well could be. Is there a concern there with ownership? Is there a concern there with attendance? Is there a concern there with the health of the team?
I think what anybody who's looked at it closely would say is it's a terrific market. The demographics are very strong. There's no other professional sports there. There's a terrific arena. The fact is, while the market tends to be fragmented on college sports with UNC, NC State, Wake Forest,
Duke,
the fact is the market actually comes together professionally around one team. I think Peter Karmanos would tell you, and, you know, he's been a great owner, recently inducted into the Hall of Fame. I think he would tell you that maybe they could have done and can do a better job of marketing and being part of the community. You know, somebody said, you know, oh, they're less in attendance. Well, when you have 30 teams in the league, somebody has to be less in attendance. But I think it's a good market. I think they have a good young team under Ronnie Francis, and I'm not really concerned about that market. I know it's fair to speculate about it. I know that there are some people who say it would be great to pick it up and move it somewhere else. I don't see that team going anywhere.
I know you got to go. I just quickly want to ask you about where you stand with South Korea and the Olympics. We are led to believe that things have not gone particularly well in terms of negotiations. What do you think the chances are of going?
Well, we haven't had any formal discussions. And when I say we, I'm talking about the league and the Players Association, and it's a joint decision. And the league and the Players Association, together with the International Ice Hockey Federation and the IOC. What we have been apprised of is the position of the IOC that, despite having paid our expenses, this isn't profit or money to us.
Understood.
Despite paying our expenses for the last five Olympics, when other people were in charge of the IOC, Thomas Bach, who's running the IOC, has apparently told Renee Fazel that they're not going to do that anymore. And it's expensive for us to go to the Olympics. There's insurance, there's travel costs, there's accommodations for the players and their families. It runs into many, many, many millions of dollars. You know, somebody's got to pay it. And I was quoted on Monday as saying, I'm not sure that the owners of the NHL teams want to pay for the privilege of having the season disrupted.
If this World Cup that you have brought back in Toronto this fall, this September, is as successful as you'd like it to be, could you see it being the alternative to the Olympic Games?
That's a very good question, and it's not something we've given any thought to yet. We might find ourselves in that position to give it some thought, but we're not there now. We're really on a wait-and-see basis about what might happen with the Olympics, and we don't have to make a decision about the Olympics probably until December or January, which is why it's not something we're giving a lot of thought to. Maybe the IOC will change its mind. Maybe the IIHF will come up with a new way to fund this. Maybe, 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 and that's why we're focused not on that, but on having a great World Cup in Toronto in September.
We know you got to go. We thank you, as always, for your time, especially on your birthday. Let's do it again next year, because next year you won't be 64 anymore. You'll be 65.
You.
Thank you very much for reminding me.
Happy birthday to you as well.
Same to you. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks.